Parshat opens with Yaakov in his departure from Eretz Yisrael, headed to Haran, headed north to Syria to find a shidduch among his cousins. And the first major episode the Torah tells us, he davens Maariv, according to the commentary of the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, v'yifka b'makom, and following that Maariv, he goes to sleep, and that opportunity to sleep opens up the gates of Shamayim, and he has an extraordinary nevuah, an extraordinary prophecy. He sees the malachim going up and down the ladders. And Yeshiva is learning Maseches Chulin this year. The Gemara Maseches Chulin, in the early tzaddis, spends a fair amount of time trying to work out some of the messages, some of the larger ideas that the Torah is transmitting to us through this episode of Yaakov Avinu's dream. And one of the points the Gemara makes is a subtle one. The Gemara says a subtle one and an incredibly important one. A famous Agad, the Gemara has in Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, Yaakov Avinu takes a couple of stones. He takes a collection of stones to form some sort of protection around his, some sort of pillow or protection around his head. And when he wakes up, a couple of psukim later, he takes the Evan, Asher Samra Asher Sad. He takes the stone, singular, that he had put under his head. The Gemara wonders, well, which one was it? Did he have a collection of small stones, or was it one big slab? So the Gemara suggests, yes. When he went to sleep, there were a series of stones. And over the course of the night, a miracle occurs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fuses all the stones into one. So he wakes up, it's a single stone. Gemara says, every stone says, I want the tzak to have his head on me. Every stone is vying for the opportunity to support the head of the tzak Yaakov Avinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle, and all the stones are fused into one. Look at this Gemara, and we wonder, what was the point of the miracle, and what's the point of our knowing about it? Gemara Megillah tells us, Daf Yudalad, that of all the vast majority of Nevuah, and the vast majority of episodes in the lives of the figures in Tanakh aren't recorded in Tanakh. We only get a very small sliver. That small sliver of, we have maybe 10, 20, 30 episodes of the course. Yaakov Avinu lived for around a century and a half. We only hear about those few stories that are relevant for all generations, are relevant for us. What are we supposed to learn from this? What's the significance of the stones, the vine, and what was the purpose of the Nate to begin with? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rambam Ramban reminds us regularly, Kadosh Baruch Hu could do any Nate he wants to. He created the universe, he controls the entire universe, but he tends not to. Kadosh Baruch Hu, by choice, tends to run the world naturally according to the rules of science which he himself set up. Every once in a while, Kadosh Baruch Hu will intervene in order to accomplish something by suspending nature by doing a Nate. What was accomplished? Well, the problem was there was a lack of Shalom Bayis between the stones. The Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to make shalom in the stones, so he made them all into one. Well, what was the goal? So there's a remarkable comment that the Ramchal has in the opening chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. He says, this, I got it, it sounds like it's a small detail. It's telling us one of the most basic things about life. It's telling us, as the Medrash Rabban Koheles describes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam HaRishon and takes him around Gan Eden. He says, take a look at this world. Take a look at this gorgeous world. It's a very beautiful world, millions of species, so much natural beauty. I've created for you. Make sure you don't ruin it. What does that mean? What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Adam Rishon in advance of the first Nisayon? Kadosh Baruch Hu was explaining to Adam and to us that the purpose of the entire universe is to serve as a stage for us to work, for us to grow, for us to be challenged. The purpose of the entire universe is to serve as a stage for the millions and billions of people to undergo trillions, quadrillions of nisyonos. That's the goal of everything we see. It's the backdrop. It's the opportunity for us to be challenged. Every day, all day long, challenges large and small, that's the goal of the entire Olam HaZeh. The goal of the entire Olam HaNisayon is to be the ultimate arena of challenge, simultaneously providing nisyonos for each and every one of us. Every day, every hour. The purpose of things is to enable us to be challenged and hopefully to succeed and to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then there's no better purpose served by a thing in this universe than to enable a person who's living his life properly to move forward. And that's what the Gemara is capturing the fact that the Torah moves from plural to singular, from stones to stone, is to capture this idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu did this nace. It sounds like Ramah Chal saying to teach Yaakov and us that idea. No better purpose for anything than to enable the Adam HaShalim to continue to move forward in Avodas Hashem. So much so that Kadosh Baruch Hu made that clear. We saw it physically. All the stones wanted. Well, stones don't have feelings. The stones don't have mouths. Stones don't have brains. But essentially, every item reaches its purpose, reaches its fulfillment when it serves a person doing the right thing. And Ramchal points out what we're meant to walk away from. You open up Parshas Vayitzeh, you notice that Avraham turned to Nevin. It's meant to remind us, sometimes we think, a little decision, a little challenge, what does it really matter? No one really knows, no one really cares. How much does it really matter if I do the right thing? Sometimes in our mind, we think, you know, there are the big ticket items, spiritually speaking, and those nisyonos really matter. Those averes have to be avoided. Those mitzvahs have to be seized. And there are other things that we sometimes lull ourselves into thinking, I don't really matter that much. How much do I matter? How much does my mitzvah matter? How much does my avir matter? Avanim to Evan. The purpose of everything you see around you is for you and I to be challenged and to move forward. Not just the big nisyonos, but the everyday nisyonos matter so much that Kadosh Baruch Hu created an entire universe of avanim and everything else to enable us to fulfill exalted purpose.